Hi, this is Shay giving you a tab from customer support. How may I help you?
Okay, I called yesterday, and the lady told me that she had a hard time finding the order. This is for these iPod things that I had ordered. And when I was trying to return them, and she couldn't find the information, but I just got them yesterday. So, and I just talked to the lady the other day, so I'm wondering how come she couldn't find information. She put me on hold. She said she was going to direct me to another department, and I was on hold for over an hour. Nobody never picked up.
To better assist you, can I have your zip code?
43613.
What did you say that zip code is again, ma'am?
43613.
Your first and last name?
Julia Williams.
43613. Hold on for me one moment. Can you verify the shipping address for me?
1801 Marlowe, Toledo, Ohio, 43613.
Okay, I do have that account pulled up. Just hold on for me one moment while I see why you're being charged, ma'am.
Oh. I'm Julia.
Hi, Julia. Are you from over there?
Over where?
Next door?
No, I work on this side.
Oh, okay.
I'm just usually down there doing torque.
Oh, I see. Did you
walk
the line?
It all depends on which route I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mhm. Yep, I'm usually in the torque department. I don't come down here that often, only every now and then when I'm floating.
Okay.
Yep. So how long you been down here, Pat?
6 months.
Oh, okay.
I was down at Pittsburgh
out there. I came from Cleveland, Virginia. Oh, okay. I've been here I've been here for 36, what, on 37.
Nice.
Yeah. So. Okay. I've been to the Cove and then I came here. That was it. We opened this one up.
My brother worked at the Cove.
Oh, okay.
And
he
retired.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So yeah, this is where I'm at. Usually I'd be down on that end. That used to be my job, but I gave it up. I wish I'd have kept it now. Cause I went upstairs and now. And then I came back down. I had that hours job upstairs, and I gave that up.
Okay.
And I came back down here, and so now I'm floating.
Oh.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, you too. Hello? 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 Okay, let me move here. They'll be beating me out. They got 20 some years and stuff. To lead them machinery. Look, they bought all them people over here. Righty. Where did she go? They look like old here. It's like they've been here for a while. Did she put me on hold or what?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. My phone was going in and out. Okay,
I'm she put me on hold and she hangs up on me or what?
No, ma'am, I'm sorry. I was having trouble with my phone. I'm trying to get it back to working. So I see where you ordered the Focus Pies. Is this why you're calling in?
Yes, I want to return them. I wanted to return them, yes. The lady told me that if I wasn't happy with them or whatever, then I can get them, call in after I receive them and return them.
Okay, just hold on. Are you ready for the return address?
Okay, so what am I writing down?
The return address.
Okay, they won't send a return label?
No, ma'am.
Oh, she told me they would send me a return label.
I'm not quite sure who would tell us that, but we do not send out those. Let them know when you're ready for the address.
Okay, give me the address. So how am I gonna know that they get there or whatever so I can get recredited on my credit card?
So once we receive it, you will get refunded. However, once you send off this package, you can call in and give us that tracking number so we can follow along with that package as well. But once we receive it into the facility, you will get fully refunded.
That's what I thought it was. So how many is it? Because I know one of them is double. No, I'm over that conversation or whatever, because she told me that they would send me a return label. And see, my credit card company said if I don't get a return label, it ain't no guarantee or whatever that they're going to refund me. Is there any more on that thing? What are they saying that I'm being charged for? She might have told me a lie about that, too.
You're being charged for the shipping and handling for the Focus Pods.
Okay, so that's the number 16. And take away, it'll be 15, right? Okay. All right, that's what I need to do. This takes you back, I know. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Cody. Yeah, because you said I was being charged shipping and handling.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is that $5 or something? And then
yes,
she told
ma'am.
Me that something about it would be, it was $60-something. And then she said, if you don't call back within the 30 days, it's going to be $60-something. But then she was giving me 50% off. So you don't see where she did any of that?
I see where she was going to give you the 50% off after your annual trial charge. But however, you did call in before your, let me see. Yeah, you called in before your trial was up, so you only be charged the $4.95 for that product. I'm sorry, the $5.97 because you called in before your 14-day trial is up.
So I'm totally confused. So what am I being charged?
For the shipping and handling.
Okay, so I called, I canceled before the trial was up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're only going to hit my card for the shipping and handling. Until I send them back, or what are you saying? It ain't
yes.
even worth to send them back for $5 and something. If I gotta pay for I gotta pay for shipping and handling. It's gonna, I'm gonna be paying the same thing.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, if you would have waited till your 14 days up, you would have been charged the full amount for this product, which is $60. However, you call in before your 14 days were even up, so you would not be charged anything but the $5.97 that you already spent for this product.
Okay, that's what she was telling me, but from what I've listened to, you was confusing me. Okay, you said that I send them in, and what they charged, but okay, you didn't say the 14, I called before the 14, which I knew I did because I just got them. So, being that I did that, all I'm going to pay is the $5 or something, right? That's what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay, so I should not see no charge or no 60 or no 30, nothing on my card.
That's correct.
Okay. And if I do, then what?
you can gladly give us a call back, but I highly doubt it if you see a charge in your court.
Okay, so then there's no point in sending them back. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes. However, you will have to send them back, so you will not be charged the full amount for that product.
That's what I was asking you. So you said I need to send them back, mm-hmm. and I have to pay the $5 and some odd, whatever they charge me to send them back, right?
Yes, whatever they charge to send it back in, you will have to pay that. Yes, ma'am.
See, she didn't say all that. Yeah, because these things ain't no good. You can barely even hear anything on them. They're really cheap. What is the address?
105 Siri Serra or Sierra Way Way number 179 Mia Pitas. MILPITAS, California.
Wait a minute, you gotta slow down, because it's loud in here where I'm at. Okay, MILPITAS. PA what?
TAS.
TAS, is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am. T as in Tom, A as in Apple, S as in Sam. California 95035.
35. 95035. Okay, so I'm gonna repeat this back to you. 105 Serra Way 179 MILPIT. CAS California 950335.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, is there a name or something that I'm supposed to put on here?
No, ma'am. It's not in a name.
So just put this address on there.
Yes, ma'am. We'll know exactly where they're coming from. Yes, ma'am.
So when I address the thing, it ain't set to nobody. Just 105 Sierra Way. 179, that, California, and that's it.
Yes, correct, ma'am.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, I'm just disappointed that she told me that failed, that I didn't have to send them back.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I asked her that, because she could have, yeah. She told me you don't have to send them back. You just call and cancel and... Pardon me?
I'm just going to say, because if you don't send a product back, your card will be charged for that amount. I don't know why she told you.
That's what I asked her, and she told me no. That you
don't
have to send them back. That's what I'm saying. I'm just irritated because she didn't have to send them out because I was canceling them right then and there. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
I didn't have them, and I was canceling them, and she told me, she said, no, don't cancel them. You don't have to send them back. Just wait until you get them. And call and cancel then. She should have told me that.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that.
So now I got to go through the trouble of sending this stuff back. So, okay.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry about that. And I just want to thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yeah, thank you.